Hi, hello. My name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get to know your opinions. So, would you mind sharing with which political party you're registered?
Republican.
Republican? All right, thank you. So, as you may know, not very many people vote in the Republican primary elections. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely, you're not very likely? Definitely? All right, thank you. So, do you plan to vote at the polling place on Election Day? Vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or vote early in person at a designated early voting location?
Mail-in ballot.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your main racial background?
I'm white.
Would you mind sharing your age?
I'm old enough.
All right. So if you would like, I can give you some categories instead. So, for example, are you from like 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
66, whatever you said.
All right. Thank 66, you.
66.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And I would like if you could tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And the first person is Lisa Yeager.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I really don't love him.
Would that be like a somewhat favorable opinion then? Or somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah. Somewhat favorable.
All right, thank you. What about Chris Sinocco?
Somewhat favorable.
Kamala Harris?
Not favorable at all.
Would that be very unfavorable then?
Yes.
Jack Mariano?
Just middle of the road, I don't know.
All right. Would that be somewhat favorable then? Or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable, I guess.
Unfavorable or favorable?
Favorable.
All right, thank you. What about Mike Fasano?
Somewhat favorable.
Christina Fitzpatrick?
Somewhat favorable.
Gabriel Papandrivalos?
I don't know him at all.
All right, no worries. All right, so if the primary election for Florida State House were held today between Brad Yeager and Kirk Phillips, for who would you vote for?
Yeager.
Would you say you're going to definitely vote for him or probably?
Probably.
Probably, all right. So if the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today between John Legge and Michelle Mandarin, for who would you vote for?
Probably John.
Probably, all right. And if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held between Lisa Yeager, Christina Fitzpatrick, and Gabriel Papandrivalos, for who would you vote for?
Yeager.
Yeager, all right. Probably or definitely?
Probably.
All right, thank you. And if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today between Jack Mariano and Gina Finocchiario, for who would you vote for?
Probably Jack.
Jack, all right, probably. All right, so from the following list, what it is that have you, like, read, seen, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission the past few weeks? Have you seen any television ads, received stuff in the mail, received text messages, received visits from her or a campaign volunteer, something else, or have you not read, seen, or heard anything?
Yeah, I've got something in the mail.
All right, would it be just that?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And from what you've read, seen, or heard about her in the mail, does this make you more likely to support her or less likely?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
All right, thank you. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, conservative, or moderate in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
All right, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Graduated from college.
Would that be like a bachelor's or a two-year or a postgraduate?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, all right, thank you. We'll also conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Right, bye.